Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the world stage at the United Nations and boldly proclaimed that the international body is a moral farce. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We'll talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I love Benjamin Netanyahu. He has a powerful way of delivering. Every speech I've ever heard him give, from younger till now, has been a powerful mastery of words. And this one recently in which he delivered at the United Nations is no exception. Ladies and gentlemen, he said, the UN, begun as a moral force, has become a moral farce. That's what he declared. He stated, year after year, I stood at this very podium and slammed the UN for its obsessive bias against Israel. And the UN deserved every scathing word, he says, for the disgrace of the General Assembly that last year passed 20 resolutions against the Democratic State of Israel and a grand total of 3 resolutions against all the other countries on the planet, Israel, 20, rest of the world, 3. In other words, in 2015, he says that they passed 20 resolutions against Israel and 3 against the other countries in the world. Now, isn't that odd? 20 resolutions from the UN General Assembly passed against Israel, the only place where democracy and freedom of religion thrives in the Middle East, surrounded by 300 million Arab Muslims in all of the surrounding countries, surrounded by Iran, North Korea, in the other parts of the world, all these different countries that are clear violators of human rights. You can't get much more of a violation of human rights than the North Korean regime, Iran, some of the things that are happening in Syria, in Yemen, and other places around the world, particularly in the Islamic jihadist-dominated countries. And yet, not a word from the United Nations, no resolutions against them. But in the only place in the Middle East where Christians, Jews, Muslims, and other religions have freedom of religion, the only place in the world where, in that particular part of the world, where you can have people who are different kinds of faith run for office, where they're actually represented in the governing parliament or the Knesset, yet that particular country has 20 resolutions against it. The Israeli leader condemned the UN Human Rights Council, which routinely singles out Israel in biased resolutions, the educational, scientific, and cultural organization UNESCO, which in April approved a resolution ignoring Jewish ties to Jerusalem's Old City and the Temple Mount. The Mount is Judaism's holiest site, as you know. And he also said that, and what about the joke called the UN Human Rights Council, which each year condemns Israel more than any other of the countries of the world combined, he stated. As women are being systematically raped, he said, murdered, sold into slavery across the world, which is the only country the UN's Commission on Women chose to condemn this year. Yep, he said, you guessed it, Israel. Now, the UN Human Rights Council and its Commission on Women, the UN Commission on Women, chose not to condemn Iran, chose not to condemn North Korea, chose not to condemn ISIS or some of the other Islamic jihadist countries that are abusing women. They chose to condemn Israel. He goes on to say that Israel, where women fly fighter jets, lead major corporations, head universities, preside twice over the Supreme Court, and have served as Speaker of the Knesset and Prime Minister, that's Israel. In fact, the only place in the world where the first woman Prime Minister was elected is in Israel a number of years ago. It's not something new. He goes on to say that the circus continues at UNESCO. He said, UNESCO, the UN body charged with preserving world heritage, he continued. He said, now it's hard to believe, but UNESCO just denied the 4,000-year connection between the Jewish people and its holiest site, the Temple Mount. That's just as absurd as denying the connection between the Great Wall of China and China itself. I mean, this is a powerful message from Benjamin Netanyahu. And the interesting thing is that he took the stage and gave his speech right after the Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas, spoke. And when he spoke, he actually spoke against Israel. He actually applauded the people who are taking knives to the Israeli soldiers and trying to kill them. He applauded the terrorists that are trying to run over with a car Israeli soldiers as they're waiting for a bus. He denied those terrorists and he applauded them. He even recognized them as essentially heroes before the United Nations. This is the leader of the Palestinian Authority, the one that ultimately wants to have Israel wiped off the face of the earth. This is the Palestinian Authority that in its constitution of Hamas, or in the Palestinian Authority constitution, if you will, actually calls for the elimination of Israel. This is the entity that provides the textbooks in the schools for the Palestinian Arab Muslim children, and they have a map, and the entire nation of Israel is Palestine with the Palestinian flag without any trace of Israel or the Jewish state. This is the entity that wants to literally wipe Israel and the Jews from the face of the earth. Took the stage at the United Nations and applauded the terrorists who were committing atrocities against Israel, innocent people, and then took no rebuke from the United Nations. Imagine that. Imagine if Benjamin Netanyahu had gotten up on the platform and applauded the death of one particular Palestinian boy or girl or husband or wife or father or military personnel. If he got up there and made any such statement like that, he would have been soundly booed. He would have been condemned by the United Nations, but not a word from the UN. In fact, after Mahmoud Abbas made his downing statement applauding terrorism against Israel and the Jewish people, the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, actually invited publicly Mahmoud Abbas to come and speak to Israel at the Knesset in Jerusalem, made an open invitation publicly. Of course, Mahmoud Abbas certainly won't do that. He and the leaders do not have an imperative for peace. They do not have a mandate for peace. If they were to ask for and actually really do something towards peace, if they were to compromise, even if they got 95% of what they wanted and didn't get the other 5 or even 3%, the person who would ink that deal on behalf of the Palestinians would ultimately be assassinated. They don't have the mandate. They're radicalizing their children. Their people would not settle for anything less than a total annihilation of Israel and the Jewish state. That is not a peace partner. There is no peace partner that the Israelis can negotiate with because there is no one that has the authority to compromise or really inaugurate or initiate a peace program on the Palestinian Authority side. I encourage you to stand with Israel. Now more than ever, there's going to be an attempt at the United Nations to recognize the Palestinian Authority as a state, to condemn Israel, and to ultimately side against it during these final moments of President Barack Obama. That is the clear agenda of Mahmoud Abbas and others in this particular battle. I encourage you to stand with Israel now more than ever. They need friends. Liberty Council has Christians in Defense of Israel. Our website is cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. I encourage you to go to it. You can also go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, or cidisrael.org. And you can sign up for our regular emails regarding Israel. You can make your voice known. You can be a part of opposing the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. You can make your voice known in Congress and other parts around the country on behalf of Israel. Join us with Christians in Defense of Israel. Also, we have Covenant Journey. Covenant Journey is a program at covenantjourney.org, the website, to take Christian college students who have leadership potential to Israel. We are looking for financial backers for that. We've already taken over 500 college students to Israel from over 150 colleges and universities around the country. These are Christian college-age students who have leadership potential. They have to apply at covenantjourney.org, and once they're accepted, we underwrite the entire cost of their trip to Israel, except for $500. You can be a part of this life-changing experience. that strengthens their Christian faith. That's really raising up a Gideon's army, if you will, strengthening their Christian faith and equipping them to stand for Israel. For more information, visit covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org, or cidisrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.